It's your turn, Jay.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good. Are you in San Francisco or Milford today?
I'm in Milford today.
Tell the folks a little. I know you're a regular with me on Hills Gallery, but tell the folks how you make your full-time living.
Well, I make my full-time living as a musician. I'm a pianist and keyboard player by trade. I also compose music, and that's what I do. I make records as well. So I split my time between live performance, composing, and playing on other people's records.
All right. As far as live playing, can you tell us the website where people can find out where you're live anywhere, I suppose, because they're probably all on there.
Yeah, the website's still in progress. I'm about to update today. I finally got that all together. But my website is jayrowmusic.com, jayrowemusic.com, and I'm also on Facebook. I do have a fan page on Facebook where everything's updated as well.
Cool. And who's your favorite regional player and band to play with in this area?
Timmy Maya and Ron Lawrence, of course.
Two monsters.
That's right. And Trevor Somerville. You know, we're a four-man force to be reckoned with.
And how. Now, I know you play Litavala. What are some of your favorite places to play in Connecticut with those two acts? And sometimes you're all together, depending on who gets the gig.
Well, you know, in Waterbury, of course, Litavala, like you said, amazing Italian food. I'm not at all, reserved about giving a plug for Litavala. They're great. Vine in Middlebury is also a fun place to play. And, in Southington, the Tipping Chair. We're at the Tipping Chair tonight.
What time?
8:30 start.
That's the bottom of Southington Mountain, 8:30 start.
Yep. And Pastacosi in Branford, Lenny's in Branford. Those are some of the places we play quite frequently.
Now let's switch to who you're on tour with and what you have coming up, because I always find it interesting. You're all over the world.
Well, I just got off of a week-long tour with the contemporary jazz group Special Effects. We were in Washington, D.C. last week, Charlotte, North Carolina, Orlando, Florida, and then we finished up our last two nights in Alpharetta, Georgia, outside of Atlanta. And it was a great trip. We did a taping at a Sirius XM satellite radio studios last Tuesday for the Watercolors channel. That'll probably air in another month or so. They tape a bunch of those shows, and then they choose when they're going to air them. And then we played at Blues Alley, the legendary Blues Alley jazz club that's in the Georgetown section of Washington, D.C.
Cool.
That place has been open for, they've been open for 50 years. And I went there for the first time when I was 15. And I saw the great jazz guitarist Kenny Burrell with another amazing singer he used to work with at the time, Ernie Andrews. And it was my goal to play there, you know, as a 15-year-old kid after I'd been there the first time. And I finally got to play there the first time. I worked there with Marion Meadows back in 1992. You know, that was the first time I got to play Blues Alley. And I play there, you know, once a year or so. So that's a great stop.
You know, let me stop you. I bet your wallet's overflowing from all this work.
Not overflowing, but it solved a few problems.
How do people get your records? And I know you're on the Special Effects records, and those are some of the best records in jazz.
Well, at this point, you know, the record business has changed dramatically. You know, there's not as many brick-and-mortar record stores where you walk in and buy records or CDs. The best place to hear my music, and the quickest way to hear it, really, is online between YouTube If you go on YouTube and you type in J. Rowe, my whole catalog comes up. Apple Music, Spotify, all those, Google Music, all those streaming services. That's where you can hear me. Amazon Prime. I mean, if you can tell Alexa to play me, and Alexa will play me.
And, okay, we're talking to J. Rowe, jrowemusic.com, a friend to the station, a friend to Hills Gallery. Would you talk to the audience a little bit about the learning curve for you as a musician to go from selling lots of CDs to learning to work all these different channels through the internet and streaming, et cetera?
Well, it's really, all that stuff works in conjunction with social media. And it's really mathematical. But you can, if you have, say, 5,000 friends on Facebook, you want to get as many of those people as possible, to not only buy hard product, but to stream you as well. So say you have 2,000 of your 5,000 friends, streaming on a regular basis. If they all, you just do the math. If 2,000 people will stream you 1,000 times throughout the year, that's like, almost two million streams, whatever, if you do the math, and that adds up. I mean, one of the things, and I've mentioned this before, we're in the political primaries right now, but one thing that Donald J. Trump did was signed the Music Modernization Act into law, which has meant that we are all getting paid, us musicians are getting paid better than ever before for the streaming of our compositions and recordings. So, that's a great thing, because it was a little bit lopsided before what the subscription services for streaming were charging versus what musicians were getting paid.
Wow. And I've got to take a break in a second, but do you still, I notice a lot of musicians still carry, I love CDs. I know there's a lot of musicians who still carry their whole catalog on them at the gigs, because you could come home with $200 or $300 or $400. I know if I go to a show and I like it, as a tip, I'll buy their CD. Do you still merchandise your CDs as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, as much as people enjoy streaming, there's people who still have CD players in their cars or in within their home stereo systems at home, and they're still buying hard CDs.
Cool. So, I have J. Rowe on.
Oh, yeah.
The phone lines are open. I figured out. Johnny K. taught me how to use them. 203-757-1320. A couple of our valuable sponsors, and we'll be back with jrowemusic.com. Hi, everybody. Tom Hill here, 11:45 for Steve Noxon. He's on a little vacation, and he'll be back on Monday. Tom Hill and J. Rowe. Jay, say hi.
Hi, everybody.
Kind of like a trained dog. Roof. I just have to play the weather. It's 33 degrees. It's cold and windy. How is it in Milford?
It's cold and windy here, too.
All right, so here's the weather watch with Ashley Baylor.
Hopefully you're enjoying your Friday so far. Your Waterbury area weather really not looking too bad as we go into this afternoon. We'll be tracking a few scatter clouds out there. Of course, plenty of sunshine. The only problem we really have is that wind. Temperatures today will top out in the upper 30s, but with that breeze coming out of the west at 10 to 20 miles per hour, of course, it'll make it feel even colder. Overnight, we'll have mainly clear skies with temperatures dipping down into the low 20s. And then tomorrow, as we start the weekend, we'll be tracking a mix of sun and clouds with temperatures topping out in the mid 30s. And it does look like temperatures will stay below average right through Sunday. For WATR, I'm News 8 meteorologist Ashley Baylor. You can find our forecast updates at WTNH.com and also on the News 8 app.
Thanks, Ashley. Our phone lines are open, 203-757-1320. I've got a call for J. Rowe now. You're on Talk of the Town. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, Tom.
Yes.
I'm J. Rowe. How do you spell out his website?
Go ahead, Jay.
It's J-A-Y-R-O-W-E music.com, all lowercase letters, no spaces.
J-A-Y-R-O-W-E music.com?
Music. Yeah, he's on Facebook. Music.com. And what's the Facebook page, Jay?
It's my personal page,
And then I have a fan page as well.
And is that Jay Rowe, the fan page?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And, sir, do you have a question?
No, that's it. I just wanted to get that spelling of that correct, you know, so I could look it up.
Awesome. You'll love it. His music is fantastic, and he's a regular funny guest of mine.
Yeah, all right. Great. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Okay, now I'm looking for the drop button. Okay. We have – oh, that's the hold button. I'll fix that in a second. All right, let me just fix that. And if anyone else would like to call, 203-757-1320. Jay Rowe, last June, you played an amazing show at the Brass City Jazz Fest hosted by Al Taylor. You played in three different bands, and we'll get into that in a minute because it blew me away. But I'm wondering, Al Taylor said that the mayor is talking about a June date, and I'm wondering if you're lobbying Al Taylor again for a return engagement for any of your bands or artists.
Well, it's possible that I could be there yet. I mean, you know, be there this year. You know, we'll see what happens. I'm not sure what his full roster is. You know, but I think he's in the final stages of putting it all together. So I'm sure he'll be announcing it the lineup very soon. I know he's looking at June 27th. I'm pretty sure it's a June 27th date.
For the audience, as a performer that was on stage with three different kicking bands, talk about your observations looking out into the beautiful scenery of Library Park and the street and the stages, and sell folks on coming back to this thing next time it comes on in June.
Well, it's a great setting for a jazz festival. You know, downtown Waterbury is a very historic place. Library Park is beautiful. You know, there's restaurants in the area where people can you know, go to eat before or after the show. And it's a great setting. And more importantly, Al puts together a very good lineup of artists. This is a free festival, and this show is as good as anything you're going to pay for. So, you know, it's worth coming to. And you know, I'd like to talk about my upcoming event, my Smooth Jazz for Scholars shows that are coming up May 1st and 2nd in Milford, Connecticut. This is the 18th annual Smooth Jazz for Scholars benefit that I do for the City of Milford Public Schools Music Department. And the lineup on Friday, May 1st, is Peter White, guitarist Peter White, singer Lindsey Webster, saxophonist Nelson Rangel. And the lineup on Saturday, May 2nd, is the contemporary jazz group 480 East, the legendary studio guitar player Paul Jackson Jr., who many of you have heard on records by Kenny Loggins. He played on Michael Jackson's Thriller record, Whitney Houston's debut record. He's in the American Idol band. He was also in the Tonight Show band. He played in the band for the Oscars. You know, so he's that's the legendary Paul Jackson Jr. And then we have saxophonists Steve Cole, and then Jeff Cashua from the Rippington. So that's May 2nd. That's the so this is the Smooth Jazz for Scholars benefit concert for the City of Milford Public Schools Music Department. You can get tickets you can go to jromusic.com, and there is a link to buy tickets online. And we also have reserved seating for the first 250 tickets sold.
And where is it this year?
It's going to be at the Parsons Complex, located at 70 West River Street, Milford, Connecticut, 06460.
Geez, you must be continuing to pay them the rent on time.
I give them, yeah. It's been a great event. You know, we've over 17 years so far, we've donated over $85,000. Back to the public school system, music department. And, you know, one of the really gratifying things for me is when a music teacher tells me, hey, I was able to buy a flute with some of the money you raised. And, you know, that's great because, you know, a child who wants to learn how to play the flute, whose parents maybe can't afford a flute, is now able to learn how to play the flute.
You've always been a very generous guy. Everybody says Timmy Maia is the top guy in Connecticut. What's the attraction that other bands don't have that this guy can pack anywhere he goes?
Well, it's mainly because of how versatile we are and how versatile he is as a singer. He sings everything, you know, is good or better than most of the artists we're covering. That always amazes me. I mean, I've been working with him for just about 20 years now, and I'm still amazed at how good, just how good he is, how amazing he is, and just totally world class. You know, I think people are surprised. You know, when people see the band for the first time, they're surprised at how good it is, because they don't expect to walk into some restaurant, you know, without paying a high cover charge, and then they're seeing, you know, concert quality music.
It's true. I mean, Sandy and I have seen you guys with Timmy a lot of times. It never gets old. It's just amazing. And where are you tonight, and what time again was that? The Tipping Chair?
Yep. The Tipping Chair Tavern on Route 322 in Southington, and we start at 8:30.
And who's the lineup for you tonight?
As far as I know, it's just me, Timmy, Ron, and Trevor. Once in a while, we have extra keyboard players as well, either Mike Childs or Wayne Brown or Scott Packham.
Oh, is that a double keyboard show?
It could be. I never know until I get there.
Now, let's talk about that. Let's go back to the Brass City Jazz Fest coming, you think, June 27th. I hope you can recall, you played in three different bands, and a couple of them were double keyboardists, and they were all different shows. Can you list those three bands and say a couple of little words about each? Because, boy,
it was actually two at that show. At the Hartford Jazz Festival, I did three shows back-to-back on that super hot day. That was crazy.
I think you and you finished up with Marion Meadows and Ron Lawrence that night as the finish
for
the Brass City Jazz Festival. One of my favorite things is, how did Come Together get thrown into a jazz show by the Beatles?
Well, you know, that's one of those happy accidents. It's an accident, but it's not an accident. Most of the Beatles songs, period, have become, you know, pop standards across the board. Whether you're playing them like they're normally played as rock tunes, or if they're interpreted in the more R&B or jazz kind of mode, you know, and Come Together is just one. That might be one of their more R&B influenced tunes, and you know, Will Brock, who also plays keyboards and sings with Marion, you know, had that's become kind of a part of his repertoire. So he incorporated that into Marion's show, and Marion kept it because it works. It just works. Everybody loves it when we play it, and you know, it always works. And there's a little bit of overlap because we play that song from time to time with Timmy Maia, too.
You guys have a big catalog. That Will Brock, though, he also played keyboards. It was a double keyboard show. Do you guys have to have a meeting before that when you have two keyboards in one show?
Sometimes we do. You know, the main thing is just, you know, with a two keyboard setup, you just want to make sure that you know, the two keyboard players are not getting in each other's way, and that we're listening to each other and playing parts that are complementary rather than cluttered, if that makes any sense.
It makes all kinds of sense. That's why I love having you on.
Yeah.
Is there anything else before we start to get near the top of the hour? I got room for one more phone call, 203-757-1320. Do you have any tours coming up that you'd like to mention?
Yeah, you know, I got a couple things I'm involved with. I will be back at the Hartford Jazz Festival this year with Adam Hawley,
who's
at Brass City, and Matt Marshak. So that's coming up. I have another great project. I'm going to be out the week before Smooth Jazz for Scholars. I'll be in Florida with another guitarist package. It's three guitar players. Steve Oliver, who I had at Smooth Jazz for Scholars last year. Another guitarist named Mills, who's had a number of hits.
Yes, sir.
Smooth Jazz Radio. And then our good friend from Detroit, Tim Bowman, who's amazing. This is a triple guitar package called G-Force, and we're headlining at the Seabreeze Jazz Festival on April 24th in Panama City, Florida. Then we're off to Melbourne the next day. And I do have another special effects show. Great.
Now,
show
let me stop
up.
You on this G-Force package. Did you have to pay them to get in on that?
No. No, they I'm the official music director for that package. So
ensures they have to pay you.
Yeah. And pretty well.
Right, sorry to cut you off. Continue.
Yeah, and then, you know, April 11th, we have the special effects show at the Cutting Room in New York. That's going to be a special effects show because we have the special effects horns with us.
Whoa.
Which will include Richie Cannata, who is Billy Joel's original sax player.
I saw you and he with Kieli Minucci and Bernie Williams at Infinity Norfolk. What a show that
was.
That's
right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
You didn't pay my way in, though.
You didn't call me in advance.
Okay. So that's April 11th at the Cutting Room. And we're running out of time, so you better give your website.
And we got another great show. Listen, Ron Lawrence, myself, and Trevor Somerville are going to be at Christopher Martin's in New Haven, Tuesday, March 10th. Nice early show, 8 to 11.
All right, so make sure you put this on all your social medias and spell out your website once more because I'm out of time, J. Rowe.
JRowemusic.com. JAYROWE music.com.
Thanks as always, buddy. Adios.
Thanks, Tom.
See you.
Talk to you soon. Okay.
Thanks. Love J. Rowe. 203. Let's see. What are we? WATR 1320 AM back next.